Process is Practice, Reimagining the Lost Hardwick Mural is an exhibition by artist Kayla Austin. You can visit the Tube Factory Art Space to view the show from now until December 17th. Here's an excerpt from an audio recording of Kayla sharing her process of creating these works. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services.
So the exhibit is kind of an attempt for me to visualize this story, mm-hmm. right? Portraits and painting are just kind of how I process the world. And it just kind of helps me to take a step back and look at things in a slower perspective. I have to remind everyone when I'm doing all this organizing work, like, I'm a painter. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm piecing this kind of together as we go. What I had going for me before this started was that I, you know, had worked in a museum in exhibit installation and design, talking about how do we interpret history and how do we display that history in the museum, but also in the public space. And what does that mean? Right. And I just, in the museum field, I just couldn't find anything that felt right, you know, that felt like it was truly engagement, that felt like people were feeling seen in the exhibits that are coming up, you know, that we were installing. And it's really hard to argue with institutions, to be perfectly honest. It's just not worth the effort, right? So I was like, okay, we're going to pull back from the museum. And because my goal was to embed myself back into my community, I couldn't see any way to do it than to sit down and ask them what they wanted. I mean, and sometimes the easiest place to get everyone together is a neighborhood meeting. They're already there. And for the stories to stay authentic, I had to get to know them. And I have to get them to trust me, right? Because these aren't random things to them. This is my grandfather's baby picture, right? This is my family diary and my neighborhood. And maybe I personally have been tricked and deceived so many times over the course of the last 150 years that I don't know you and I don't want to talk to you. They just finished hazing me 6 months ago. You know, it's been a long process. But they had to know that I was there for them. And not that I was there for the story.